Vermont Secretary of State Jim Kondos is expecting strong voter turnout in tomorrow's primary elections. Kondos says the use of early ballots has surged across the state because there are a number of highly contested races. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
State officials were concerned that voter turnout might be low this year because this is the first time that the primary election has been held on the second Tuesday in August. Since 2010, the primary has taken place on the fourth Tuesday of August, and before that it was held on the second Tuesday in September. Secretary of State Jim Kondos has analyzed voter turnout results for the past eight primary elections. Turnout in 2000 was just over 117,000 people, largely due to a hotly contested Republican race for governor between Bill Muebe and Ruth Dwyer. Then the number of voters dropped by more than 50% for the next four primary elections because there were few statewide contested races. But in 2010, turnout soared again with over 100,000 voters driven by a five-way race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. This year, there are highly contested elections for both the Democratic and Republican races for governor and the Democratic contest for lieutenant governor. Based on his review, Kondos says the actual calendar date of the primary is not the key factor in determining voter turnout.
It just looks to me like it's really more about how big a contest it is between candidates. And obviously, the more highly competitive that the race is, the more people get drawn out.
In Montpelier, city officials are bracing for record voter turnout on Tuesday. City Clerk John Odom says more people have voted using the early ballot system this year than the entire turnout for the primary election in 2014.
So we've been able to take a look at the early ballots that come in, get a sense of how many are going to actually show up by election day, and then do a pretty close projection for what turnout is going to be. So if that percentage is correct, we're looking at record-breaking turnout here for a primary election. I think that's without question.
And Odom says the campaigns are actively urging their supporters to vote.
Every year, these campaigns get more sophisticated and more aggressive at doing that. And I think that's true this year, too. So not only are there more campaigns working it, they learn more every year and they're better at it every year.
While polls open at different times in various communities on primary election day, all polls must stay open until 7 p.m. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.